Unless you have anything special with it.
But I said, wait.
No, why don't you go ahead now? Go ahead now, we'll get together tomorrow.
I'll be back.
Fine, goodbye. It's quite a call, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I like it. He feels solid, he's in the middle of the road, and, he's been making, remember sitting over in the library, he's been said he was going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, he was way behind Sullivan. And I think the man's right, he's so smart.
Yeah.
The other thing is, what is the, is that what we're doing? I can't believe that.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're selling the amount of campaign on them, they just don't have enough, issues to push them off.
Well, we'll get together tomorrow, John.
You can have more time, as you said, but,
Thanks.
Right. I want to talk to you about my meeting with the Chinese tonight, because I have to do it. That I do what you have in mind, and that we'll deliver on.
Why don't you check with,
and that we have been very generous on refugees, on humanitarian relief, and even on political accommodation. The only thing we are not willing to do is to have the thing accelerated in such a way that the whole political settlement of the subcontinent comes apart, and also that a country that's been allied with us is simply raped. And therefore, I said, if it comes to the UN, we would appreciate it if they would not take an all-out position, but kept in mind our good view of their relations with the Chinese. They won't be updated to begin that or not. I have to finish the question. What we are facing in state right now is an unbelievable situation. There's no policy. They're coming to every meeting. And they're not actually sabotaging us, but it's like punching a sponge. Now, the issue in Pakistan, I'm a pro-Pakistan anti-Indian. They're wrong on the issue. But there are a lot of issues in the world where countries are wrong in which we don't intervene. The enormous danger that I see is this. If there's only the overwhelming interest that China has in dealing with us, if it has one, it's that we can be found a way with rapacious neighbors. If we think out on an issue where one of their allies with Soviet and Indian collusion is being destroyed partly with our help, which is a practical consequence of the state position. I mean, Raj's view is what it always is. Don't act precipitately, don't do anything. Let the UN handle it, don't get involved. Sure, we hate the Indians, but there isn't anything effective we can do. All of which is true, and I'm not urging anything except that we make it quite clear that if this thing goes to the UN, we tilt towards the Chinese side. We don't have to go all the way there, but we ought to condemn the military actions. There's no excuse for those. And also, this is a good way to distinguish ourselves from the liberals here. I don't find that anybody likes the Indians particularly, except a few Eastern intellectuals. Now, this is the dispute, if there is one. There's no actual dispute, except
that we do this
Yes. Then the Arthur Connolly scheme on the international economics is just right. It's amusing to me. I told it about yesterday. I thought Connolly would be the problem. In fact, Schultz is more of a problem than Connolly. Because he's an economist. I mean, he'll do what you decide. But Connolly, really, once he understood the political issue, he's been perfect.
How about having him over here at 12 noon,
aren't you?
Also,
we
made that. Maybe
you
got to be over here.
No, be made at 10, actually. So for 12 noon,
it's fine. How do you want to do it?
Why don't I call him?
Why don't you call him and say, well, and it's true, I'm tied up with the governor sergeant, and the governor of Mississippi, and that means that he's possible.
Because we can
easily push,
because we can handle it without anything being on record.
I don't know if you see these three coming tomorrow at 12 that I want to read up on.
Good.
You'll be down there and say that if you want to send a paper.
Well, no, there's nothing, that he's got no paper, that's all right. I just say you're not free and you don't want to handle it on the telephone.
I'd rather not do it on the telephone. I don't want to think about a lot of time. I'm going to be free to think about it. But you're not in trouble now.
Right. I think that's the right way to do it.
And talk a little about it. How many things you got in a minute?
Right. I just want to address with you what I want to discuss with the Chinese.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well,
I want to give them our analysis of the situation along the line of what you thought so done, Con. Secondly, that we will not be able to go all the way with their resolution, but we will urge a resolution condemning military aggression.
Right.
And that you have one, as I've already told you in line, that we'll cut off economic aid if there is an all-out aggression by India.
Right.
And our bear state will take violent exception out of going
at all.
Yeah.
So they want to do nothing but ground. What ground will they not have economic aid?
That it won't do any good.
So what do we do? Just continue to aid aggressors? To hell with it.
I think we've got to do it, Mr. President, not because it will do any good in this case, but because it will be a warning to them. And it may do some good if we do it early enough. If they're fully committed, it's too late.
How can we cut it off? We can just cut it off. It's not that we have cut off that second to the rest.
I don't see why when they were not deep breakers. No, if we're going to cut those off, then we shouldn't cut either out.
Well, if I would put it, I would comprehend to this extent of saying if there's a clear in case of aggression.
Yeah.
That we of course have to make that case, but if it is really economic decision, they can control that and I'm going to keep that track. How's that sound to you?
Absolutely.
Because I told her, there's no secret about that. Bill told us it's not that. I told her that, didn't I? Or did I? I don't know.
No, you've told her we would not understand it, but I've told the ambassador on your behalf on one or two occasions.
All right. What else do you know about this case? Thanks.
I want to tell them to cool their rhetoric in New York. And I've just found one article they made while Van Bondong was there, which they mentioned you, and I want to tell them very sharply that they're inadmissible. Our experience with President has been that toughness is what they don't respect. They don't respect soft people, and I think that's true of the Indians too. If The Indians get away with this in the face of all of our warnings. They're just saying for us to be told.
So what do you say exactly? Did you not?
In effect, yeah.
Well, I hope that before I leave with Rogers tomorrow.
Well, there'll be another WebEx meeting which I can then inform you of.
Well, the point is, try to push it a little in that direction. After all, I am told that I am told her that.
Well, let's see what the Indians are. Tony says. But we have to make a demonstration that we will do something for our friends. Or the Chinese will feel that we are just too weak or weak even to consider the deal with. And this happens to be almost the only issue in which we agree with the Chinese. We don't have to go into the extremes of condemnation with them. I would be a little softer than they.
On the active IG. A little distance there. You're right. What is it? Just the states? The states just go in and out.
They destroy Indian. And
Christ, why now? This way they have faith in us.
Well, Roger says, well, he'll tell you himself that he dislikes the Indians, but there's nothing effective we can do. But then they never think that there's anything effective we can do anyway.
So, they
don't even want to cut the military assistance that we're giving them.
They cut it to Pakistan.
Well, they said it isn't effective, but they sure as hell were willing to cut it to Pakistan.
That's who our passport. Okay. Well,
those are all the things. So you said you had a...
I find things that we ought to reevaluate the Latin American thing.
I strongly feel that, Mr. President.
I think the whole of them, I discussed it, and I just sent my bell down there. And I figured it's such a thing, I just can't take one.
My
opinion. I can have a meeting with their foreign ministry, seriously, fine, or their ambassadors, I wouldn't mind doing.
My fear, Mr. President, is, first of all, the impression of gallivanting when you've got all these meetings.
Now, I don't think that these, the French, the German, that will be that, because they're so short.
Well, and it fits perfectly into the summit. And they make a great deal of sense.
I think also that on the Japanese, I don't think it's better to try Australia. I think that's too darn much dollar. I think we ought to say to Sato, come to San Clemente.
Absolutely.
That's why you come. You don't want to come to San Clemente, you won't.
He'll come to San Clemente. I'll guarantee. I'll guarantee.
That's a special deal. Right. He's valuable part of the smart way.
Right.
Fair enough. Not a lot, but I accept.
I agree. And I ought to go over in January and say, as we've practically promised them, because it's symbolically helpful to them, and after what the Chinese did in having Fan Man down there, they kind of checked you out and having a consultation with Sato, and it would help Sato at home.
The Chinese are playing a hard game, so we. They're still going to go forward over their meetings. We've got, the thing we have going is what we've often said is the number one engine. The Russians have got to have it because of Chinese.
Oh, there's no problem about the meeting.
That's what I mean.
We send a message. That's right. That's why. Every time in Peking, well, you'll read it yourself when you read the transcripts. Every time the showing lie stepped out of line, I'd let him have it. And I'd ease off again. But,
so you tell them that I am tied up with these governors. I mean, there's two or three governors that come in.
But President, I think you made the wise decision on both of these. My major concern about the Latin American tributaries to take 6 days. Physically exhausting. But nothing good can come out of it. I don't see if I try to...
Nobody has to ask me about it.
But what could... You'd have to listen to all these characters.
Yeah.
there are a bunch of Laos.
And you've got guys like Allende and Velasco and all the
IRS?
Because all of them are grandstanding at your expense. I wouldn't run the risk.
I can't work at the time.
Let Bill hold a meeting of foreign ministers up here if you
up
want.
Up here, and I'll attend it.
Well, I'd speak to it. I would not make myself responsible for what comes out of the goddamn meeting, because there's a good chance and nothing comes out of it. I think you can give a major speech to it if you want to.
Okay, good.
Right.
I'll report to you tomorrow. Great for Brockers. We'll get together 12 men tomorrow.
Okay, send me a copy of this.
And there we go. We've got a copy. This is a letter to you from Henry Anatole Grunewald, who says, as you know, one of the more durable traditions of Time magazine is the annual election man of the year. Our choice for 1971 is Richard Nixon.
What's that right?
That's it. But you let Bill know it, let me. See, he's got a dinner for 9 o'clock anyway, so
at
9
o'clock.
And I want,
you
know,
I'll let you know if there's any problem.
You just say that I think that I'd like to have him come over so we can talk about it.
Well, maybe it is a good thing to get. I'm not quite as high on it.
I guess your brother will have an effect.
Hmm?
It'll have an effect.
Oh, did they make Johnson man of the year twice or three times?
No, I believe so.
Let's find out. Man of the year, Kennedy. How many times did they make him man of the year?
I think he said only once. We got into this once before.
Okay. Which can I ask? I was trying to test, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him to see whether Ron caught this color and everything of that little bit of the thing, or he just saw it and went out and saw the rest.
Did he or did?
Yes, he did.
Now, I couldn't, he was breathing when he caught it, so I didn't get it. No good.
We've got to constantly watch him on that, Bob, because if he doesn't, then you just got it. I should have thought of this myself. I should have had it more.
Well, I thought about that. I said, Ray, it's too late. I just wondered if I was going to ask you when you said go out with you, but
It isn't all that big, but I just said I'm just thinking in the future. But to be sure we do not treat such events, you saw the media, such events are not set on for the sake of how I left at 1:15 and got back at 3 o'clock. Haven't there were 40 football players and I spoke for 20 minutes and I watched you. And I shook hands with everybody and had pictures and what I said. That isn't it. You know, they're keeping us off. They're very colorful things. And you can't think about it.
He says that black guy is from the star. And he thinks that he realizes also. And so he was going to look into that. But you had star production anyway. And that guy's apparently very strongly pro-missing. This is the guy, the black guy. Ron said he's one of our best friends over there.
Is he works here?
No, apparently he covers sports, but he also, I guess Ron knew him, as I said, right?
Yeah,
so Ron knew him. And
we got like that, I gave him some time later.
So you gave him some time, it was your public. He was there covering and got all of, you know, the arrival stuff and the meeting of players and the offensive lineman business and all that, which the other press didn't get. Because he was there before the others arrived. And they did get the whole thing on tape. And Ron felt that there was a lot he could use out of it. Right over there.
But Ron realized
that if it really is a magazine article or a feature,
yeah.
Article.
He really, but he did get the point that it's been a very warm, you know, sure. Feel that I have to go at a certain time or come back at a certain time.
I think we ought to, tomorrow, give them as much notice as we can. Because it's not a line. It's a line over this. And we tend to get home. If we try to get it, we'll try to get the door on the damn center's going to drop. But we ought to know about it. If I must have leave over the way in there. But he's on it on anyway, on the depends on the Senate and the other business here. So when you suppose the Senate stays until my hand tomorrow, I'm not going to go out. That's too late. Getting up pretty hot and early in the morning, so I gotta get out there to see that game. No, it'll be better than mine. What time's the game? Well, it's 2:30 Eastern time, so the 11:30 is about 40 out there. Well, the 2:30 Eastern, you gotta figure 5-6 hours, you have to leave, or you have to leave 8:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, that's right. Oh, sure, no problem. Maybe just wait for the night morning. We're switching the time in a way. As you gain them,
that's right.
I'm sure you'll be out there in time of year. It's 2:30 here.
Monday.
Yeah, well, if you leave 6 hours earlier, it'd be 8:30 in the morning. It'd be plenty of time.
Yeah.
I just can't miss that game because that's the only thing. Thank you. Hooks?
Yes, sir.
What we can do tomorrow, 11 o'clock, your 11 o'clock meeting, if we get from the Senate, just as soon as, I don't want to keep on it, but as soon as we know the Senate is going to adjourn, if we know the Senate's going to be down in 3, then we'll say, oh, we can plan to go at 5. But if it appears the Senate is hung up and it's going to be in until 8 or 9 o'clock, I may tell you the next morning. So what we'll say, at 11, we know you'll talk. And at 3, at 4 in the afternoon, we'll check again. And the damn Senate is, looks like they're going to be starting, and we should plan and stay close. Looks like they're going to do it. Not plan to do it at all.
Yeah, I did no problem. I said, because the uncertainty in Senate, I said this morning, this afternoon, and I said, I raised briefly with the President this afternoon, and he said, with the Senate in the uncertain condition they are, he said, I just don't know, Ron. But they have the point. They really, they're arguing amongst themselves.
The
guys have come up to me, and I really hit them today. And Carol Kilpatrick and Mario Dobbins came up, and a lot of them, and said, you were absolutely right this morning.
What did you get?
Well, I said, we have been in this administration over the last 3 years, we have given you guidance as to what we expect or what we think the president may do. I said,
well, one of them came in with kind of a crappy remark about Ron. What about our enemies? We have to plan.
And I said, we have given you indications as to what the president may do over the weekend, contrary to previous administrations, which they. These stories are starting to come up as the president extended his trip, or he didn't extend his trip, or he changed his plans. And I said, this information is based upon guidance. I said, when the president tells me he's going to do something or makes a decision, then we have always announced it. But we're just going to tighten up on that a little bit, I said, fellows. And
it violated the guidance. What they've been given as guidance for when they said, well, they might come back Sunday, they printed it as God that I planned to come back Sunday. It changed my mind. Yeah, I mean, they're not mind at all. I never planned to come back Sunday in the first place.
Well, we have
depending on the weather. Yeah, you well know. Yeah.
We have.
We're wrong too, because he knew Laura was coming in. I told you we might be in the hurry, I think. Yeah.
We have pretty well worked. These things have
worked out. They came up after they said you were right.
Well, some of them came up and particularly took up some of the issue because I didn't even flinch on the thing about the families. They came up and said, you're absolutely right. Look, if they don't want to be assigned to the White House, they should ask for another assignment. I said, the President of the United States has responsibilities here, and he is going to work with those responsibilities, and when the time comes where he feels he can decide, he'll do it.
So, it's going to be much more uncertain now, because if I have to decide in California, and I want to come back Sunday morning, I may well do it. I may get my train, but I don't want to break that I came back hurriedly because of the international crisis. Or that you didn't. That's the other thing.
Well, we,
like this last time they said, is there an international crisis? And we said, no, we shouldn't be in that position. Next time there may be one. And we don't want to lie and say no, but we sure someone's going to say no.
We have them pretty well washed. They won't write that now. That's what I spent. That's why I wouldn't have hard this morning. That's all past. I think we should always maintain the flexibility. We will be.
The political year and everything coming up, I'm just not going to be anything. Otherwise, we'll tell them not. We'll just do what Johnson. And it'll be bad for them. They did this is wrong.
Of course, I agree with all of this 100%. I think, however, we can work it to our advantage, and there comes to a point, and understanding you decide when you decide, but there comes to a point where we could really to our disadvantage and for no reason get a bad, not on a family thing, but just get the bad environment moving around the press.
Well, right on the other side. As soon as we know we are, there's nothing we should tell.
That's right.
We shouldn't for us to keep them bad. We shouldn't get ourselves locked. Schultz wants to see you for a couple minutes.
Sports, that's why I was
there. But he is a sports writer.
Yes, for the Star.
What's his name?
Well, I should know it. It starts with a B and I can't pronounce it. It's a long, complicated name. I'll get it for you because,
you know, I really think that Bob was saying that you could probably get, magazine piece out there.
No question about it.
He could take the whole way. He was there the whole time.
Bob said he was there when you got there.
Yeah, sure he was there when you arrived. Because I saw him in the third.
I'm going to have him come in tomorrow. I've already talked to him.
You have him come in. He could write a Sports Illustrated story and make himself $1,000, maybe $500,000. Exclusive. If he's allowed to freelance.
If he's allowed to freelance, if not, we get someone else to do it. Maybe we'd see him later. We've got the.
He's already tried to do that sports story on
just a good idea to put it there. That doesn't mean so much to the foreign visitors who see it.
Yep. and then there's a small lounge, a small conference room lounge type thing, and both of those have projection facilities so they can do slides and movies and that kind of thing.
What is that? Is that a bomb shelter they're building on the other side?
No, it's just that storage and the kitchen, and what I mean down below, that's the storage facility, the delivery rooms and all that sort of thing. But it looks like a fine job.
Store already.
But there's several other new built cabins I noticed.
Yeah, over here, aren't they?
That's purpose of that.
Well, yeah, it's a new thing they're replacing.
See, they have to read those cabins are all really shot to hell. They ended up so nobody can tell.
George, I just wanted to be sure with Bob that you got Peterson turned off on that trip. He cannot go to Europe. As a matter of fact, I want it clearly understood. Nobody, believe nobody is going to travel any place next year. No White House staff members and no cabinet people at all. Got to keep them from galloping around the world. All they do is to get in trouble and have to report when they come back. But this one is. I thought it was the wrong trip at the wrong place at the wrong time with the other things we have coming up. I know you were surprised about that chance, and I was thank God you did. Well, you know, the thing that got me was that
about you, how you would just like nothing better than having him in the administration.
Good.
And he was very clear and very glad. And he said, well, it just wouldn't be helpful. I can be more helpful to the person outside the administration than inside. And he said, believe me,
he was probably pleased. I said, I don't want to care. He's the kind of guy that he's pleased about the meeting.
Yeah, it didn't come up, but I
know. Oh, God, if you were violent.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm John. Let me sign that to be sure that I know. We meet tomorrow at 10. I understand that with Schultz and Ehrlichman. That's on budget tax. And then at 11:30, it says here that you and Burns might meet. Now, the only thing I was wondering about is whether or not you and I and Kissinger and Schultz ought to sit down to get our ducks in a row before we talk to Burns. Remember, you said today that you thought the whole group ought to meet with Burns or something. And I just wanted to know, so I can clear an earlier morning thing for you, like a 9 o'clock thing, but you tell me what you think is the best plan. Because the one thing I'm concerned about, John, I think it's very important that we get Burns lined up so that he doesn't go over there and try to call the signals. Don't you agree? He's got to support whatever you do, you see. All right. With Burns? Good. And he's... Yeah. All right, good.
One of the things So you're not a bulker on a big one or throw books on the ground. They'd rather come up on the ground and think about all that. I just don't know about the time she's got her actions like that. But in the meantime, after I get through the burns,
we could, I think we could settle a surcharge around here pretty well. So I think we could settle a surcharge around of this.
Yes, difficulty is Conway doesn't, he's right, know it's him. But personally, we know, and I learn enough about it to know that what is the most important thing for us is to get them realigned. And it's worth getting rid of the surcharge in order to get them realigned. We know that. Conway, however, knows it politically. We've got to have a couple of goodies in there. Not an agreement, but at least a process we've done and a commitment on the trade side.
I agree with that.
And I think we have to have that because that politically means more than particularly on the agriculture side where it would be sexy. So my view is to make that kind of deal. Now the real outstanding question, you know, is what, if any, part does the wolf play in this damn thing? And that depends on what we have to do to get the French agreed on to that.
That's easy and very difficult at the same time.
Well, we easily got the ranch that's like all of them and put it in Congress.
That's right.
I don't want to go back to the what do you come down with? What do you
want? Stein, I think it's what everybody thinks.
What do you want to do?
Conway thinks so. I asked Milton what he thought. He thinks Stein is first class. Would be good.
Well, how about a good third man? Who do you got?
Well, I thought that rather than try to establish a name now, if you agree on Stein, then we should work with Stein to develop a recommendation for you, because since you would be a member of Stein's council, Stein would want to have an input.
Could you suddenly call Stein that he should not be Jewish?
Yeah.
I think you
can handle that.
You've got to be very kind.
I can just work with him on that.
You could say, we don't want to. And just say, look, they're an antagonist. That's basically, I don't give a damn if he's a Jew or a Mongoloid, but he's smart. But it isn't good that they're already, you know, hitting us around with Jewish, Kissinger, Stalin, and so forth.
I
can't say there that I'll find this if there is a smart man, that would not be one. But,
do you want to call Stein in, or do you want me to talk to him, or how is it?
Well, I think that in order to keep, I'd like to give you the stroke. I think you want to tell them why I asked you about it. Paul had recommended that Paul had done it, which he did.
Yes, so he has called very
quickly at bar. And the president, you felt that you were the man. He said it's our common interest. So in other words, he knows that. You might say to you that I asked you to make a check to give your recommendation, and that's what you're doing. You checked it around, and Conway approves, and Kraft approves, and you recommended it. So I didn't ask you to bring it in. I suppose you have a commitment with Kraft.
I think the king's dead, long live the king. Tonight is going to be the chairman, so
yeah, I'm going to bring it. All right, and you bring in any time you want tomorrow. All set. Let's get it done.
All right, fine.
So the main thing is, now, the main thing is, we've got to be damned insistent on Ethan Scott to stand up to Arthur and kick him right in the nuts in one spot. You'll do that, but I think as chairman, you can do it more effectively than you could not as chairman. Right?
Right.
And talking, I'd like to get a good, I frankly think we need a money supply man on that council too.
Well, I've heard that there's a strong money supply man.
I said too.
I think our deficiency on the council right now is in the what economists call the price theory area.
All right, you know, I don't know what it is.
I think if you just said that you want to have
third person. I'd like you to talk to George.
Go ahead.
Maybe if what? You can stay there,
that we need to get a third person named promptly. You think you ought to work with me to develop
that particular committee? I'd like to have a third person participate in the report.
Right.
And I'd like for you and George to give me a reference to your name as quickly as you can. No, it's hard to get a man. They think it's on for a year and all that sort of thing.
We'll get a good man. Economists who are great admirers of what you've been doing, even though most of them don't like the wage prices, but that's
all
they
want to be
in.
I don't like any better than this.
Well, the one thing that Milton wanted to register on me is he thinks that the wage and price control, of course, are an abomination. He thinks that labor will perform a great service by making it impossible for us to operate. But I
well,
don't
we
mean
have to go
anything political solidifying
that. We have to go through the evidence and we're fighting on that. So we're done. Well, that's fine. So you can tell Stein that that's the deal was made and bring him in. And we'll have the, I think you should also tell Connolly that,
He said he thinks he's fine. He made this Jewish point. And I checked with him again today, and he explicitly, I said, now I can record you as being in favor with the president. He said, absolutely, I think he's first class. So he's completely on board. I'll tell him that you concur in that before we there's any announcement or anything, but he is totally
sorry. Well, I'll try to think of mentioning. Maybe I'll mention to him let's raise it at the 10 o'clock meeting.
All right. Do you want me to talk this time in the morning before then, or wait
until afterwards?
Okay, and then I'll try to get a little time on the calendar to see you in the afternoon.
Oh, sure, sure. In the afternoon, there's no problem.
It'd be good to do it tomorrow, because then Stein can be working on names, and we can work on them, and hopefully
we'll have to get there, say, 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow.
Okay.
Paul McCracken has resigned.
He doesn't. Or,
Burbank, Northern California. I would like to go right after they leave. But before they leave, she said, I do.
They have that 4:30 meeting. Could I bum a ride out to the airport with you?
Oh, yeah. You going out?
I'm going to go up to my farm for Thanksgiving.
What airport?
I'm going out of Andrews. But it's good to get a little,
What do you do?
In the summer, I play
golf. Is there a golf course?
Yeah, there's a golf course. There's a lovely golf course at Williamstown.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
And is that where Lincoln's College is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very pleasant area. A lot of,
Massachusetts is really a lovely state, isn't it?
It's a pretty state.
Too damn bad that Kennedy's
used to be a solid Republican state.
Well, look, salt and saw.
We had salt and saw and lodge at the same time when I was living there.
There's no need for it not to be Republican election. Well, it can change, except, you know, basically it's more liberal. But we saw sergeants arise and go.
The western part of the state is very heavily Republican. And Boston is the...
Someday we can change. We just get ready for you.
Well, anything has come off beautifully.
He's yes, still nice.
I think it's come off very well. Now, I had the Abrams put the general counsel of the Labor Department aside last night down in Miami and said, now, don't do anything rash on the paperwork. We still want to serve.
Good.
And so, underneath me, there's a lot of feelings they want to
be there. He doesn't hear it here, so he just can't listen to interruptions. Rookies, and all the young, the thing that impressed me about it was the amount of effort that
that fantastic running track. You must have some awfully good, the unsung heroes really that I've always felt. You know, are that front line? I mean, your offensive linemen, are they pretty strong? Are they young guys? Yeah. But I'll tell you, the way they open the holes for those backs or something. Yeah. Well, anyway, I congratulate you and wish you well, except when you play the Redskins, and I got to beat the Redskins. What am I in the playoffs? You both went right in. Yeah.
Speaking at a World Affairs Conference in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah. Okay, you bring him in the morning. Right. And time. You can follow our same procedure for Tommy before he comes in. That's what I'm going to tell him. He's expected to accept him. Okay.
Right. I will. And then I'll get Ron ready to announce it.
Ron, you announce at 11 o'clock. I couldn't agree more. I don't know what it is.
Very good.
All right.